Prime Minister Andrew Holness tabled a copy of the report of the Commission to Review Jamaica's Relations Within the CARICOM and CARIFORM Frameworks in the House of Representatives in February. The report includes some 33 recommendations and has been presented against the background of the establishment of CARICOM in 1973. On today's program, we hear more about the CARICOM Review Commission and a few of its recommendations. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. The Commission was charged with evaluating the effects of Jamaica's membership in the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, on the country's economic growth and development. 18 members made up the Commission, which was chaired by former Prime Minister of Jamaica, Bruce Golding. The Commission was based at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade and was supported by a secretariat. It held 20 meetings, including a two-day retreat in January 2017. In arriving at the recommendations, the Commission participated in discussions with several persons, including current and former Prime Ministers in the region, the current and former Secretaries General of CARICOM, representatives of umbrella organizations, representatives from Jamaica's two main political parties, financial institutions, and experts in the regional integration process. The Commission also invited and received submissions from members of the public and conducted 11 focus group studies in 8 parishes across the island. A youth forum was also held at the University of the West Indies to solicit views of young people on CARICOM. In tabling the report, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the objective of the report was to undertake a full review of the structures, procedures and practices that have not worked effectively in the national and regional interest.
In order to increase effectiveness, a definitive commitment by all member states to a specific, time-bound, measurable and verifiable program of action to fulfill all their obligations and complete all requirements for the CSM to be fully established and operational within the next 5 years must be in place. Failure to do so would, at that time, put into question the viability of Jamaica's continued participation in what would then be recognized as an ineffective single market process. Lacking the true commitment of member states, in such circumstances, one would then have to consider how best Jamaica would be situated in the CARICOM model.
Among the recommendations in the report are full free movement of people and goods throughout the community, harmonization of laws and regulations relating to financial services, harmonization of custom laws, regulations and procedures, especially in the treatment of perishable goods. The report also recommends the removal of all non-tariff barriers to trade and the implementation of a harmonized investment policy and incentives framework, and the development of a regional investment code. CARICOM Review Commission member Kevin O'Brien Chang says although all the recommendations are needed, one of the more important is that for the establishment of a CARICOM Oversight Committee.
An oversight committee would have some grey men of eminence, former CARICOM prime ministers, for example, Bruce Golding, Owen Arthur, P.J. Patterson, guys like these who have been there and they can do a little bit of thinking for the current prime ministers and give them their recommendations. Of course, the final decision still made by the current prime minister.
Another major recommendation from the report had to do with dispute resolution. The report covers the existing inadequacies in CARICOM and recommends the establishment of a central dispute settlement body similar to that which obtains in the WTO. The financing arrangement for the CARICOM secretariat, as well as the several institutions and agencies, also formed a critical part of the commission's review. Regional heads are expected to meet in Jamaica in July to discuss the report. That's it for our program. Thanks for listening. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
Police emergency, hello?
Hello, I want to report a leak in my house. Can you come and fix it?
Where are your parents?
They're not here.
Young lady, this number is for emergencies only. Please hang up and allow someone who really needs the help to get through.
32,000 calls are made to the police emergency 119 number daily. 22,000 of that number are prank calls. Use the police 119 number only for serious emergencies. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.